We are back. It's a Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Hey, it's segment four, and as always, it's brought to you by Williams Gunsight Company.
That's right.
We haven't talked yet, John, but I'm going to hang on just a second. Let me think for a second. Are we going to talk about guns that people might find at Williams Gunsight Company?
Well, we're going to talk about two different things, Dan.
Guns and probably safes.
Safes, yes. And a safe place to keep your guns. See there?
They so go right together.
It's a correlation.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Exactly. Chocolate and peanut butter.
Yeah.
See there? Because I'm on a chocolate thing right now. It's not good.
Dark chocolate's good for you, John.
I got a hold of some of this Dubai chocolate.
Yeah.
With the pistachios in the middle. With the pistachio like cream in it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm going through a hardware store, and I'm like, why do you have Dubai chocolate? And the guy goes, because it's awesome. And I'm like, all right, I'll try some.
I think my wife
I bought a $12
some.
Bar of it, and I was like, it's gone. I was like, I ate the whole thing. I let Mary look at it, and that was it.
See what I got, Mary?
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving for Johnny.
Did you, when it was done, did you take the wrapper and put it in her hand?
No, but it kind of looked like a Wonka bar. It had gold. It was like gold
foil.
It was very pretty.
Oh yeah, I
kind of want to just keep it around to reminisce about how good that Dubai chocolate was. But so if you're buying chocolates for your loved ones, my mouth is watering.
Dubai, like the island country, the small nation, the
Dubai,
like the, like
where
the,
all the money's at.
Monaco, like
well, they know what they're doing. They got all the money. You know, so they got this chocolate that's out of this world good.
Gotcha.
It's good stuff, but it's got a little bit of weed in it. So if you got celiac disease, you can't have it.
Oh.
See there? And
Did you say weed or wheat?
Wheat.
Okay.
Wheat, not weed. Stuff's great, man. I eat it every day at 420.
Man, I need some more of this.
That chocolate mellows me right out. So back to reality. This
is
the
Gunsmith Show.
Not talking about weed.
Williams Gunsmith Company.
Yes. So
are they at 100 years yet?
Well, I would say yes. Well, after New Year's, it'll be their 100th year.
When did they open, though? Do we know a date?
I don't remember. I think it was like May or something. It seems like it's early in the year.
We're going to start calling it 100 years after
the
first year.
It's 100. It's been around for 100 years.
1926.
Yeah, since 1926.
Then.
So we're almost there. We're almost over that bridge. But Williams Gunsight's been sponsoring the show from day one. You can call them at 810-653-2131. You're going to get a recording right now because they're not open yet. But if you're streaming this later in the day or something on our website, thegss.com, feel free to call them if you need to. But if you go to their website and check out their guns, then if you're 2 hours away and you want to go see that gun, you can call them and they'll actually hold it for you until you get there in case somebody else wants to snatch it up. I've done that a time or two in the past. So, could you hold that for me? And they do. So it's still deer season. It's, you know, late antlerless season's coming up on the 15th, and, you know, they don't do anything for bow hunters right now. They used to, but they don't anymore. It's all guns, man. But there is plenty of gun hunting to do, so there's lots of things to look at. With this cold, cold winter, I highly recommend you think about getting you a new safe, and they got a 10% off all safe sales right now through the 14th. So
that coincides with the Smith & Wesson event too. Starts this week.
You're right. It does. And I didn't print off anything on that. But
they've got Smith & Wesson folks coming out. They're going to have discounts. They're going to have all the latest gear.
And usually,
all the latest
when you buy
stuff.
A new Smith too, they'll give you a hat and stuff like that. They give you some gear.
Have some swag.
I've got. I'm
going to do some test fire and test out the newest stuff.
I'm going to swing by there later today. I was going to drop off like 15 Gunsmith Show hats. So I.
Oh.
And.
Add to the swag.
Yeah. Never hurts. I just put them in there, and if somebody asks for them, they're there.
Yep.
But you got to listen to the show to ask for them.
Right.
So if you're out at Williams.
Hey, did you have a Gunsmith Show cap?
Hey,
they're nice looking.
I just spent $120 on ammo. Could I get some
swag?
Some Gunsmith Show swag? Sure. And the girls will go back and grab you a hat until they're gone.
Right.
So I only bring them like 10 or 15 at a time. I think I got 12 in the truck.
Gotcha.
So, but I'm going to be by there in a little bit, so I'll drop it off.
Stop over there and check it out.
Yeah.
Ask for one
if
you want one.
So looking at that safe sale, I think it's there's some really good safes in there. Plus, you get rebates on some of them, like the Brownings. They got one called the Yellowstone, and it's a beautiful safe. It's a nice one. Great price, plus you get a $100 rebate. So there's some great prices on these things. They got some really cool ones. So
now, they don't deliver.
Nope,
they have people
nope.
you who can deliver for you. They can refer somebody to you. You can go with your whatever you need.
Go with your four buddies and your pickup truck.
Yep.
They'll be right there to help you load it up and stuff. But it's as far as it goes.
Yeah.
There's a special door right there by the front doors. They wheel them right out to you. So what they have is what they got. So get in there and get yours while you can. And you might just need a small one. You know, one of those small ones that those Bulldog pistol cases.
Yeah.
They lock. You can bolt them down. Yep. I actually put one down in a lady's house. She didn't want it bolted down. I used the meanest construction adhesive I had, and I stuck it on a shelf.
Okay.
It worked out perfect. It looks like it's a hotel room.
Okay.
But that just makes me happy. That's all I wanted.
Right.
You know, we used to do a lot of that.
Safe storage compliant that way.
Yeah, exactly. She can put the one gun she has in there when she's, you know, when she's leaving the house and not going to carry. So now the rest of the segment, of course, is still brought to you by Williams Gun Sight, but it is the Gunsmith Show. I want to talk about six shooters.
Going back to six shooters.
Now,
okay.
One of the tricks about what we just talked about in the last segment was all the new ammo and the new rifles.
Yes.
Well, you're never going to find them in the used department. You know, they're not new. They're not used yet. So there's none used to talk about. I went through the whole inventory. There's
used six shooters at Williams.
No, there's no used of those new rifle cartridges I was talking about.
None of the rifles.
25 Creedmoor and the 7mm Backcountry and all that stuff. There was none. There was none that I could find. So I said, you know what there is? There's always good deals on six shooters at Williams.
Gotcha.
And I picked out six shooters. Heritage Rough Rider, 6.5 inch with the box holster. And it's a nice looking gun. These Heritage Rough Riders are deals. It's got gray grips on it. It's really sharp. $169.95.
Wow.
Another Heritage Rough Rider. Now this one has got the stars and stripes grips. It's a little shorter barrel, 4 5/8 inch barrel. Beautiful gun with that grip on it. It's
sharp.
You know, it's tremendously sharp. Yeah.
Go and shoot it on the 4th of July.
Had I seen that, I might have paired it with that .22 we did in our raffle last year. Red, white, and blue.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been a great pair for it. $209.95.
Okay.
Okay. A little bit ago, I mentioned what I feel is the best gun on the market in the six shooters for .22s. That's the Ruger Single 6. They got one with a box. It's got the .22 long rifle cylinder and the .22 magnum cylinder. You actually change the cylinders to shoot different bullets in it.
Okay.
With Williams adjustable fire sights, 6.5 inch barrel, black grips, $489.95.
And that's with an extra cylinder.
Yeah. That's a nice gun.
What are the two different rounds?
One's .22 magnum, one's .22 long rifle.
Okay.
So the .22 magnum, the chambers. You can't shoot. You're not.
Are they pretty
to
easy to swap out?
Yeah, it only takes a couple minutes, and you know, literally, it's just push, pull, click, and it's in. It's very simple. Plus, it's easy when you get these guns. That's how you clean them. You disassemble them to clean them, but they're real easy. But I grew up doing that, so it was playing with a it's just like playing with a cap gun.
Yeah,
only it's a real one. You make sure it's empty and you begin. Next gun on the list, another Ruger Single 6. This is cool though. With the box, .22 long rifle, and the .22 magnum cylinder. Single action army style, though. I've never even held one of these from Ruger, meaning it doesn't have adjustable sights. In the back, it's got a U-notch, and the front's got the blade, kind of like what you would see Wyatt Earp using.
Sure.
Well, the Ruger always brought out these six shooters with good sights that you could target shoot them better. But this is old school. Single action army style, fixed sights, 6-inch barrel, beautiful gun. $539.95. I just want to go look at it. That's why I'm heading over there today. Number five gun, another Ruger Single 6, but this one's got some ambiance with it. I think I said that right. 1959 manufacturer. It's a three-screw Ruger, so it's highly collectible. Only has a .22 magnum cylinder, 5.5-inch barrel. It's a beautiful-looking gun. $439.95. That one's right up my alley, too. And I know my son would say, do you really need another six shooter? And I just say, go take a pill. There's something wrong with you. Of course you need another six shooter. I almost brought one in here today so you could see one. You could be fondling it while I was talking about it.
Well,
that didn't sound right.
But yeah, we're going to pass that.
All right, let's go to the next one. Now, Ruger has offered a less expensive version of the Single 6, and it's called the Wrangler. I have one of these, too. They're very nice guns. Ruger Wrangler .22 long rifle. But this one's really special. This is a 3 3/4-inch barrel, so it's a short one. This is like a barkeeper's gun. It's got a bird's head grip, so it's got a real small grip, short barrel. And the trick was always to put these guns in a bigger holster they thought the gunslingers thought you had a great big gun. It'd take you longer to draw, but you whipped out a little short gun and you shot him with it, you know? So it is a six shot. It's black finished. It's got standard grips, which is a black plastic grip with the box. $239.95.
Wow.
So lots of good deals price. Out there. They're fun guns. They are. The Wranglers are a lot of fun. One of my buddies bought one for each one of his daughters, and he got them in three different colors.
Uh-huh.
They had them in purple. They got them in green.
Yep.
And I got the tan one, tan and black one. Very sharp looking.
Yeah.
And
Desert Camel.
And it comes with, and sometimes if you get them right, if you go look at what they have, some of them actually come with a real nice Ruger leather holster. It's only like a $20 upgrade when you're buying it. I don't know why you wouldn't buy it with holster. Yeah. So, but all kinds of deals to be had. Go to Williams. They're open 7 days a week, 10 to 6. And tell
safes
them
are on sale.
Tell them the Gunsmith Show sent you. You might just get something.
Smith & Wesson events, and there may be a hat out there for
there
you.
There might be. There might be.
From the Gunsmith Show. They're handsome. Good looking hats.
Just a little Christmas present from the there Gunsmith. You go. Now, I'm out of camouflage ones, but these are dark green, but you'll like them. So, and I got some new ones coming. So.
Cool.
All right. Well, hey, everybody, have a great week.
Go bid on that $1,500 certificate.
No kidding.
Metawar Jewelers up at Seize the Deal Flint.
Wow.
It's in the auction right now. Bidding ends today at 5.
When we do this for Williams Gun Sight one of these days, we're going to have a big promo about that one.
Oh, we will.
Yeah.
I've been asking him. I was asking for a safe. I wanted a safe for one of these.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
He said, I can't. I'm selling them too quickly.
I bet. They do move out fast.
Yeah.
A lot of times I pull up and I can't park in that handicap spot because somebody's there getting a safe. Yep. You know?
No, they're good folks. They've
done good. Keep the lights on.
Great folks over there. And great folks here as well. Jonathan, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you,
Daniel. He is the gunsmith. We're going to turn you back over to Ultimate Classic Rock, but we'll come back, do it again next week. What do you say?
Wait a minute. I just want to wish you a happy early birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'll wish you a happy late birthday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that very much, too. I'm just full of thanks here today. So is Thanksgiving again?
Thankful Gunsmith Show.
All right.
Come back and do it again next week.